Hello and welcome to my hermitage. Each day we reflect over part of the scripture that we shared at the Eucharist. And today, as we celebrate the solemnity of all the saints, the gospel was from St. Matthew. Today is November 1st, and it is All Saints' Day. Matthew writes, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." As I mentioned earlier, today we celebrate one of the most joyful feasts of the church year, the Solemnity of All Saints. It's a day when heaven feels a little bit closer, when we remember that holiness is not reserved for statues and stained glass, but for flesh and blood people who walked this earth with humble and trusting hearts. When Jesus climbed the mountain and sat down to teach, his words must have startled his listeners. The world was used to admiring the powerful, the wealthy, self-sufficient. But Jesus opens his sermon on the mount by declaring something radical. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." It is as if he is saying, "Blessed are those who know they need God, not the proud, not the self-made, but those who stand before God with empty hands, who know that without him they are nothing, and yet in God they have everything." The saints we honor today, known and unknown, understand this truth in the marrow of their bones. They lived out the paradox of the gospel, that to lose oneself is to find life, that surrender is the doorway to strength, that humility is the language of heaven. Think of Francis of Assisi renouncing riches to embrace simplicity, or Thérèse of Lisieux offering small acts of love in hidden ways, or Mother Teresa seeing Christ in the poorest of the poor. Each saint in their own way became poor in spirit, and in that poverty they discovered the infinite wealth of God's love. The saints then are not distant heroes. They are living mirrors of what grace can do when a soul stops pretending and starts trusting. Their holiness was not about perfection, but about dependence. A daily return to God, a willingness to be shaped by God's mercy. Jesus went up the mountain to teach, and he calls each one of us up that same mountain. Not a physical climb, but an inner one. To be poor in spirit then means learning to live from the summit of faith, where pride and fear lose their grip. It means seeing everything as a gift, our lives, our talents, even our trials. The poor in spirit can look at their failures without despair because they know that grace is bigger than their mistakes. They can look at others with compassion because they see themselves as fellow beggars of mercy. They live lightly, freely. Their hearts are not weighed down by illusions of control. Notice that Jesus does not say, "Theirs will be the kingdom of heaven." but rather theirs is the kingdom. The saints are already living proof that heaven begins on earth. Wherever a person opens their heart to God's love and allows that love to flow outward in joy, forgiveness, and peace. This means that sanctity is not about escaping the world, but about transforming it from within. One act of humility, one word of kindness, one gesture of mercy at a time, and each time we forgive, serve, or love without counting the cost, we join the great communion of saints in bringing heaven a little closer. Today, the Church doesn't just invite us to admire the saints, she calls us to become one, to live with that same freedom, that same simplicity of heart. Maybe we'll never wear a halo or have a feast day of our own, but every time we choose faith over fear, mercy over judgment, or gratitude over grasping, we walk the same narrow path that leads to glory. To be poor in spirit, then, is not weakness. It is strength rooted in surrender. It is the quiet radiance of a soul that knows, I am loved, and that is enough. So today, as we lift our hearts in thanksgiving for all the saints, known and hidden, we ask for their intercession, that we may learn to let go of pride, to live with open hands, and receive the kingdom that is already among us. Oh, that our poverty of spirit today might become our pathway to joy. And may the light of Christ, shining through our ordinary lives, join the great chorus of saints whose song is still being written. Through you, through me, through every humble heart that dares to be poor enough to belong to heaven. If you found a blessing in today's reflection, I invite you to share it with your family members and friends, and perhaps even invite them to join us each day here in my hermitage as we reflect over the Word of God in our life. May God bless you today and each day.